Take 3000. Hello and welcome to Show 79 of Radio Clash, and this is the Boot to the Old School edition, Part 1. Boot, get it? Get it? Oh, well. My name's Tim, this is Radio Clash, and that was the classic, which is Freelance Blither. Yeah, that's a good start, Tim. Freelance Hellraiser with a stroke of Genius from 2001. And as you might have guessed from the title, which is Boot to the Old School, this, we're going to take you back. We're going to take you way back. We're going to take you back to 2001 and 2002, and maybe a little bit of 2003, if you're lucky. It's about nearly coming up to about 5 years since the release of that track. That was the sort of towards the end of 2001, and that was the track that sparked off the sort of modern sort of bastard pop, as it was called, or bootleg craze, now called mashups, or as Vicky over at People Like Us now calls them, appropriations. Refuses to use the mashup word, which I think is probably quite right too. More about that later. And I'm going to play loads of... I just basically raided my first ever Mutant Pop CDs. I used to make these old compilations called Mutant Pop, and I used to burn also MP3 CDs for myself, so I raided 1 to 4. So this is going from 2001 to most 2002 and sort of start 2003, I'm gonna sort of drop a lot of classics. Why am I doing this? Well, it's going to be a little bit of a history lesson, I think, and also it's going to be a chance for you to write in and say, oh, you got that wrong. No, it's kind of, I'm just aware, it's one of the reasons why I started doing the old history of bootlegs and never finished it, because I'm crap, because I was aware that a lot of this history is going to not be written down, it's not going to be there, it's not going to ever be really... make it to the mainstream. So you got to sort of put it down there when you got the chance. A little bit about Freelance Hellraiser. He real name Roy Kerr. He released that in 2001. So that's Christina Aguilera versus The Strokes. The effect of that and a few other people, like I think Too Many DJs were working at the same time, Soul Wax, and also the Boom Selection blog, who was talking about that, I think probably the first or one of the first MP3 blogs. Big up to my Boom Selection crew. Hey, hello Dan. All that sort of, it sort of just exploded from then on. I mean, yeah, I know everyone's going to write and say, oh, there was bootlegs before and there was cut-ups and collages, and as Vicky from People Like Us, she started again. Ooh. She started doing a podcast again, or a WFMU show, so check it out. I'll put a link in the blog. And talking of corrections, I have to say thank you to Dorothy, who emailed me and told me that that Heartbreaker is actually Led Zeppelin and not AC/DC. Well, long-standing listeners of the show would know that I actually don't like Led Zeppelin, so I wouldn't know because I don't listen to them. But it just sounded very AC/DC. It's obviously Led Zeppelin on their AC/DC day. So we're going to have a sort of a retro mix where I will get things, even more things wrong, and I will talk about them after about sort of 5 or 6 songs. So to begin with, this is Gohan Productions from 2002. We're jumping forward a little bit, but we'll jump back again, which is like a time machine. And this is You Make Me Feel, XTC, and it's a classic. We'll be right back.
something really cool. But you think I'm not that kind of girl. I'm here to tell ya, baby, I know how to rock your world. Don't think that I'm not strong. I'm the one to take you on. Don't underestimate me, boy. I'll make you sorry you were born. You don't know me the way you really should. You sure misunderstood. Don't call me baby. You got some loving, baby, that'll never do. Sit with the likes of you. You're really sweet, you're really nice. But didn't mama ever tell you not to play with fire? Don't think that I'm not strong. I'm the one to take you on. Don't underestimate me, boy. I'll make you sorry you were born. You don't know me the way you really should. You sure misunderstood. Don't call me baby. You got some loving, baby, that'll never do. Don't call me baby. You got some loving, baby, that'll never do.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, but you notice that butt was stuck. Leave for the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, I'm a smooth skin. You say you wanna get my bands? Well, use me, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing, to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines, send flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
your girlfriend got the butt.
Hell
time
yeah.
To shake it, shake, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet dick. The open my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy. The silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy double. Mix locks in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Not me bimbos walking like hoes. You gonna have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters. I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna till the break. Won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
you wanna roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby got back. Only if she's 5'3". So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold. So they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause there's girls are on my list. Yeah, get anybody chose to hit them, and I pull up quick to get with them. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-LOCK and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby, get back.
That's Lionel Vinyl, owner of A Lonely Butt from 2003, a bootlegger otherwise known as Ian Davenport, who appeared in 2002, or he came to my attention in 2002. I'm sure he didn't suddenly appear in a puff of smoke. Actually, knowing Ian, who knows? That, of course, is Yes versus Mix-A-Lot. He went on to do Fake ID and now part of the Geek Chic sound system and also Half-Assed Beats, if you see him DJing around. Very good DJ. Then before that was a classic, even though it clears floors at Booty, according to Adrian from A&D. That's Lisa Got Hives by Conway, and very reclusive bootlegger, very reclusive. I don't even know what his real name was. He kind of like got into the scene sort of released a few, about three bootlegs and disappeared before I'd even got involved in 2002. So apparently last heard of with stacks of white labels under his bed of the said tracks. So I'm sure they'll appear on eBay at some point. And then before that was Soul Wax, otherwise known as Too Many DJs, with No Fun by the Stooges, with Push It by Salt and Pepper, and that's from the Too Many DJs Vol 2 album, which kind of along with their radio show and along with the Freelance Hellraiser track helped kind of like kickstart sort of modern bootlegs as we know them, or modern mashups. And that's a great album. I well recommend getting it, but don't get the bootlegs, which are just rip-offs of the radio show. There never was a Volume 1. The radio show was Volume 1. They did a show on, I think, which station is it? Is it Ozmir? I'm not sure. I might be wrong. I did a station on Belgian radio called Hang the DJ in 2001, and that's why you probably see one of the other tracks or some of the other tracks I played either credited to Freelance Hellraiser or Soul Wax wrongly, because they played them on their shows, people ripped them, and then they got the credit. It was a bit cheeky, but you know, that's the way it was with Audio Galaxy. That's how I got into bootlegs, through Audio Galaxy. And also the next track I'm going to play, actually, strictly, it was walking into Sister Ray and hearing the next track. But we'll finish the track list first. Before that was Braces Tower, another one from 2002, Don't Want to Go. Again, Braces Tower, sort of like Ozzy Miso, sort of stalwart of the cuss-up scene, was around way before mashups were around, I think, and along with Stark Effect and Lancelot Calm. But that was a classic mashup of Yuzu and Iggy Pop. Bit of an e-pop section. Before that was Don't Call Me Song 2 by McSleazy. That you probably see credited as Freelance Hellraiser. That's wrongly credited. I think that's from 2001, if it's Freelance Hellraiser, from the time I was actually downloading Audio Galaxy bootlegs, which although I've got the file date, it's 2002, so it's sort of not sure. I think it was either late 2001 or early 2002. And then before that was You Make Me Feel XTC by Go Home Productions, which I think is 2002. So we're now going to play a track that got me into bootlegs. I remember the moment well. It was walking into Sister Ray in London, and as it was in the old Sister Ray, they'd kind of, you walk in, they'd be playing some really odd kind of like sounds of goats fucking 7-inch or something really, really weird, and or something really cool. And I walked in there, and there was this sort of bootleg playing. Oh, I didn't know what a bootleg was then. I was just like, and I sort of did the classic fanboy thing. I know it's a bit high fidelity, rushing up to the counter and going, "Ooh, what is it okay, they didn't say, "Oh, it's this, but you can't have it," because that would be totally high fidelity. And it was Girls on Top, Warm Bitch. And that was kind of like a revolutionary moment for me, I think. And it had just come out, and it was on 7-inch. I should have bought it, because it's probably worth shitloads now. Girls on Top is otherwise known as Richard X, who went on to do the first kind of commercially available, well, probably not the first commercially available bootleg, but kind of the first big successful one with the Sugar Babes, when he did the Gary Numan versus Adina Howard Freak Like Me bootleg. And but this is always got a soft one in my heart. So it's a Warm Leatherette, the normal, versus Missy Elliott. You have to have Missy Elliott, especially, it's called Get Your Bootleg On, which is the board which McSleazy does. And you know, is that, especially at that point in time, it was either one of two acapellas he used, either Eminem or Missy. Well, that's what it seemed like anyway. So hope you enjoy this.
To the MI, brr, cap, back, semi. Niggas stole my car, what you get back? Get your ass a black eye. old, say bye bye. I'ma give your body to the sky. Run through your clip, nigga, you pissed on trip. I'ma have to bust you on your lips. And the whips, better have a whole lot of chips. Cause I ain't from no nigga giving tips.
She's a
bitch, when you say my name, talk more junk, but won't look my way.
She's
a bitch, see I got more chips. So back on up, while I roll up a slip.
She's
a bitch, you can't see me, Joe. Get on down, while I shoot my flow.
She's
a bitch, when I do my thing. Got the place on fire, burn it down the flame. Roll up in my car, don't stop, won't stop. I'ma keep it rockin' to the cloud on top. I'ma keep it hot, got my ass on fire. I'ma grab a Philly, do a rollin' at the bar. What you talk, what you say, huh? Gotta flow, gotta move it slow, huh? Better you running out the door, huh? You gon' be a long lost soul, what you say? Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi-yay. Put me on stage, watchin' niggas feel me. Put my shit on wax, watch it blaze like me. Go yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi-yay. 7-5, 8-5, just the mic. 9-5, this is wild for the night.
1-5,
I'ma keep it real.
She's
a bitch, when they say my name. Talk more junk, but won't look my way.
She's a
bitch, see I got more cheese. Back on up, while I roll up with sleep.
She's a
I just settled on my lawsuit.
Fuck you, Debbie!
Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody
helpless till someone comes along on a mission and yells, a visionary, vision is scary, can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. So just let me revel and bask in the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass. It's a disaster, such a catastrophe for you to see. So damn much of my ass you ask for me. Well, I'm back. Back for the winner, I'm interesting. The best thing since wrestling, investing. And your kid here's a nesting.
Testing, attention please.
Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me? Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. You can get your ass kicked worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. And Moby, you can get stomped by Obi. You 36-year-old boy, they bag blow me. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults I've been though. Suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to discuss me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. No, I'm not the first king of controversy. Worst thing since Elvis Presley to do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy.
Hey,
there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me.
Cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know I see her all the time, maybe where I go. Even in my dreams, I got scheme of ways to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Tag y'all, I never understood black while the jocks get the fly girls, and here I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble, got hit with a bottle, put in the hospital for talking that mess. I confess with this shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got sick, sick to my stomach, overcome it by thought of me and her together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 quarter. I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, a 6-4 baller. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get slapped at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in a backseat, but that's black. And do you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type, but really though, I'm Figaro. When in my car, I can't even get a hella. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110, this is the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle. Then these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my.
cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on a highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names, Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine, but you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Now everybody wants to get down like that. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor.
Fact, you don't. dance with me.
That's the classic 8-boy with Prodigy versus Enya, which I think when he posted on Gaibo after Len Lowe did hit for his version, it actually maybe predates a lot of bootlegs. Apparently goes back to, I think he said it was 1999, and that might be my faulty memory, and did it pre-acid and all that lot. So it was sort of doing matching every two bars or something like that, and then rematching and doing a lot of it manually, which I think is why it has that kind of slightly interestingly loose feel, a bit like the Doctor Who theme. And then before that was Podgemaster with a Chopped Up Cheek Freak, which is from 2003, as all the previous Glitch ones are. I think there was that was the summer of Glitch. Suddenly there was a lot of some of this sort of new, well, not so new. I know Kids 66 have been doing it for a short while, but suddenly there's a lot of Glitch out there. And before that was the classic Madonna is a Filthy Slut by Scatter, which again is from 2003. And then Flashbulb, LL Cool J's Mamas Is Not Q Out, the Flashbulb mix. And then some stalwarts, sort of old, very, very old school parts of the bootleg scene. It was Fench Bloke and Son. That was Stuart McLean and Graham Sonov. I don't know his last name. And they did an album, I think it was in 2001, it might even be 2000, called Haggis Tracks, which John Peel used to play, which was a bootleg album on vinyl. And that's I don't know if that's from that, or it's not from We Are Back, so that might be from that. That's Sound of the S Club by French Book and Son, KRS-One versus S Club. What are they doing nowadays? I've not really heard much of Son of. He's sort of around and about, and French Bloke is up in Scotland. They're going to move down and move back in. It's very hard to keep track of what he's up to nowadays. But they've stopped working together. So before that was Soundhog with I Wish I Was a Bulldog, Skillo versus the Beatles. And you're all going, oh, that's where Les Rhythms Digitales got that sample from. And that's from 2002. And then before that, someone who might be Soundhog as well, well, it definitely is a freelance hairdresser, the first ever spoof mashup artist, taking the piss out of freelance Hellraiser, otherwise Roy Kerr. And that's Marshall's Been Done to Death. And it wouldn't be a representative period if it wasn't an Eminem Without Me bootleg. Now, the story goes in 2002, and I remember downloading and looking at this on Boom Selection when it was happening, they had a competition to do Without Me bootlegs. Now, taking part in this competition was probably pretty much everybody in the show, pretty much, including, I think it was the first bootleg that Go Home Productions posted, and that was a real Slim McShady. So that's versus Wings. So it's Eminem versus Wings. I think it was that one, but I know it's definitely a Wings bootleg, and loads and loads of others. But the thing is, it kind of was a victim of its own success. It provided a meltdown because there were so many bootlegs being submitted, so many Without Me bootlegs, because they made the a cappella available on Boom Selection, and it just went into meltdown, and it was kind of like a victim of its own success. So that's a piss take of all the Without Me bootleg. Previously there was a snooker one using the snooker rag, but that was kind of like a sort of using millions and millions of TV themes. And if you know Ben Hayes, otherwise known as Soundhog, you know he is actually a extreme TV geek. He knows so much about TV and TV themes and BBC Radiophonic Workshop and things like that. Before that was Richard X, otherwise known as Richard Phillips, I think it's called, with that time it was called Girls on Top, called Warm Bitch. Now, he, like the other person, which I'm not actually going to play a track from because he's very much later on, Danger Mouse, has actually got a career out of bootlegs. He had the number one with the Sugar Babes version of his Fruit Like Me versus Cars bootleg. And he produced that. And then he's gone on to do loads of remixing and producing and that kind of thing. Just like Danger Mouse has. But Danger Mouse was 2004. So he's not old school. He's all pre him. So we were all kind of like up and running, and I'd been on, I've been on the board for like a year or maybe even 2 years before kind of Danger Mouse's Grey album came along, and everyone said, "Oh, this is new," and it was an innovation from it, for the idea of a bootleg album. But the rest of it was a bit like, yeah. So I think that is the Beatles versus Skee-Lo, I Wish. It's one of those tracks I'll bring out. If someone said, "Oh no, no one's done better than Danger Mouse," that's one of the ones I would actually bring out, because it's really, really good. And the interesting thing about early Soundhog bootlegs is apparently they were actually originally done on a 4-track. Things like Blue Music were done on a 4-track, and that's what Ben told me. Actually, we've gone way over time, and rather than try and sort of shoehorn this into a sort of 70-80 minute show, I've decided after recording about 1 hour 45 of this that the rest of the show will be in a sort of an extended part two. So this is the end of the show, and there's going to be more Boot to the Old School part two. Probably about show 81. It'll be in a couple of weeks. There's going to be show 80, which is the special. It's going to be a 1980s show. Loads of 1980s mashups. That's the end of show 79. I hope you enjoyed this sort of trip down memory lane. I hope you can get too kind of too over nostalgic or maudlin. There's a lot of good bootlegs out there, so it's not to say me saying there are. Oh, bootlegs aren't the same as they used to be, but certainly they're a lot different. I'm sure you can agree. A lot different. And what I like about the older boots is the humour that's there. I'm going to finish on a clip from the Adam and Joe podcast, which is nothing to do with retro bootlegs, but it's appropriate, you'll see. The Adam and Joe podcast is from people who do the Adam and Joe show on television, and also the XFM show, which is on far too early on a Saturday when I'm usually sleeping, as everyone should be at that time on Saturday. So I get to hear their silliness. So the link's on the blog if you want to check it out. I'm going to finish on this cliffhanger, so I'll speak to you soon.
I've got to keep you listeners up to date with R. Kelly news, because he's released the most extraordinary thing. R. Kelly's released a kind of soap opera record. It's actually 12 three-minute singles. That's correct, 12 three-minute singles. And he's made 12 little videos to go with them. And they've been slowly released over the last few months. And this whole soap opera is called Trapped in the Closet. The thing builds to an extraordinary climax.
He's called Tron.
He's got a brother called Tron. It's a good name for a kid. It's better than calling him Last Starfighter. Or, I don't know. Anyway, so at the height of the violence, Tron's been shot. It's a massive, you know, climactic moment. There's a knock at the door. Who is going to be behind the door? Okay, play the next clip.
Oh, I'm excited.
Count to three, Tron, open the door, and let's roll the nosy neighbor. You with a spatula in her hand. Like that's gonna do something against them guns.
A spatula.
It's Rosie the nosy. Neighbor.
Wait for it, man. It gets better. So we thought it was going to be another plot twist. It was Rosie the nosy neighbor with a spatula in her hand. Spatula.
Like that's going to do something against that guy.
Have you ever heard the word spatula more beautifully sung? So they invite Rosie in. Various other twists happen, and we end up going back to the cop's house. The cop's married to a kind of white trash woman who's acting very suspiciously. And he starts to suspect that she's got someone hiding in her closet as well.
No.
But actually not in her closet, under the sink. In the cabinet, under the sink. So, the cop approaches the cabinet under the sink, because there's a noise coming from in there, and he opens it. So play the next clip. This is what he finds under the sink.
Because what I'm about to say to y'all is so damn twisted. Not only is there a man in his cabinet, but the man is a midget.
She's having an affair with a midget.
I like the way it sort of echoes at the end of all the climaxes.
Man, in the video itself, that's amazing. It jump cuts between R. Kelly in different poses, singing, midget, midget, midget.